Well, Miles Robin is sitting on my right, and we have a breeder on my left. Bred a lot of good things, apart from dog ailish. But Miles, I remember being taken to the greyhound track by my grandfather when I was probably 8 or 9. It's a great night out. Probably don't go as often as I should, but it is great entertainment. Unfortunately, a track that's there over 90 years now faces closure. And just to explain to our listeners first, the Irish Greyhound Board, the IGB, own almost all the tracks in Ireland, but there's 4 or 5 that they don't own that are private tracks, and Enniscorthy just happens to be a private track.
There's 17 tracks in Ireland, and 10 of them are run and fully owned by Irish Greyhound Board, and 7 of the tracks are privately owned. Privately owned means that 51% are owned by private companies. Take Enniscorthy, for example. As you probably know, Liam, that Enniscorthy has been racing since 1933 in the showgrounds in Enniscorthy, and that's owned by the show committee, and we're tenants of the show committee, but we're grant-aided by IGB, but it's a private company called Enniscorthy Racing Company Limited that runs there and has run since 1933.
Most traditionally, we know some of the families Ball, McRae's, Stamps, just to name two that comes to mind, Cavanagh. So there's been a locally based ownership right through those 90 years.
Yeah, well, would you believe my grandfather, I think, was there the first night in 1933. And unfortunately, my dad said that rather than buying shares in the company, he went into shares with a bookie, and I think he lasted 6 months. But we've been racing greyhounds there since 1933, and my dad still is in his 83rd year and continues to go Mondays and Thursday nights in racing. But it's a part of life. It's like going to the GA field, Liam. It's like going fishing. It's like going riding horses. It's hunting. Greyhound racing is in the blood, and it's something that families have been doing and will hopefully continue to do in the southeast for years to come. It's what we do, and we love our greyhounds. We get up at all hours of the night and morning. We take care of our greyhounds sometimes better than we take care of ourselves, but it's in our blood and it's a part of life.
I'm going to say that most people take care of their animals very well. You listen to all these arguments about greyhound racing, but greyhounds, like horses, are a breed of dog that were bred to run.
You know, there's so many breeds of dogs out there, but they're probably one of the most placid animals that you'll ever have. And I know a lot of people that actually retire them into a retirement process where they head out to France, Italy. What I've heard lately is that they're being retired to America. But they're probably one of the most placid animals to have as pets. They're bred to run. That's what they love doing. You like any dog up the field, what does he want to do? He wants to run up and down the field. The one thing about greyhounds is you have to keep greyhounds going. You have to walk them. Greyhounds love to run. And really, that's what they're bred to do, Liam. As I say, if we didn't have a track in the southeast, you could see a situation where a lot of people will get out of greyhounds. You know, we're going to have a serious problem with welfare, and you're going to have a serious problem with dogs being tired. You know, the big issue that I would see greyhounds themselves is, like, I breed them myself. The race, which a lot of people wouldn't know, we start them into training at 12, 13, 14 months. We race them probably from 17, 18 months. And if dogs are well-minded, well-kept, treated well, they could run up to 3 to 4 years of age and even longer. Dogs could run 30, 40, 50 races, 60 races and more. But the big thing with the greyhounds is if you treat them well, they'll treat you right. We love our dogs.
You obviously love your dogs, Ailish. How long have you been breeding greyhounds? I'm giving away your age now by asking you that, am I?
Well, Liam, I'm not breeding since 1933, but I am breeding a long, long time. Yeah. I had strong family background. My mother was a Redmond in Gorey. They were mainly coursing fanatics. And my father was Dinny Byrne. And anyone who is old enough will remember him. So it's going back a long, long time. And certainly I would reiterate what Miles has said there. Most greyhounds, most of them, are looked after so well. We work a 10.5 day week. There's no getting away from it, because it's from early morning, and then if you're racing or trialing at night, you're out all night. You won't be home until such a time, and you've dogs to let out, dogs to feed, maybe a bitch with pups to be looked after. So it's ongoing, and that's the way it is. We accept it. That's part of it.
But you obviously love it.
Oh, there's no doubt in the world. I absolutely do love it. Certainly, if you want crack, if you want camaraderie, if you want co-luder, as they say, Oscailge, nowhere will you find that like you will at a small track like Enniscorthy. Everybody knows everyone. There's no hiding place. We know 3, 4, maybe even 5 generations now of everybody's families. There's a wonderful cohort of young fellows and girls coming up there through the ranks. So obliging, so helpful. If you want a hand, there's no problem. They'll be over at everyone's beck and call. Great chaps altogether. It's a wonderful thing to see. I can certainly, from 6 years of age, that was my granddaughter Anna, and she was there the second last night of racing, just before Christmas. And I can go right up to Mrs. Kathleen Stamp of the Glen Bryan Prefix, who will celebrate a very big birthday now on 2nd of February. I hope she doesn't mind me saying that, to Fran Doyle down in Ballygillan in Rosslare, and Fran is well in his 90s. And from everybody in between that, from 4 or 5 or 6 years of age right up to the mid-90s. Everyone knows everyone else.
And the great Shanks Whelan, of course.
Oh, absolutely.
The permanent fixture, has his own seat and all.
That's right. Shanks deserves a seat. He won an All-Ireland medal for Wexford, so he's certainly very deserving of it.
But how do you know when you have a good one?
The only way I can answer that is you are forming an opinion from the time that pups, let's say they're about 12 weeks, they're well weaned and they're out then, and you're watching them all the time, you're out with them, you're out in the fields with them, and you know, you are forming an opinion all the time. You know, you'll see one that maybe looks that little bit extra special. I was privileged, I bred and reared the winner of the Irish Greyhound Derby. He actually won the Constellation in 2002 and he won the Derby itself in 2003.
What was his name?
His name was Climate Control.
Yeah.
He was a big, long, leggy, lanky dog that really had to be left grow into himself. A dog certainly not that you could rush or anything like that. He was, I would say, aloof. You know, a lovely dog, all right, but he was aloof and he definitely was special. No getting away from it.
And as a breeder, how do you make your living? You obviously make your living by selling to the likes of Miles or selling to me, or is that how you make your living as a breeder?
Yeah, well, as a breeder, I'll always sell a few, but I'll always keep a few as well.
Train them yourself.
Oh, yes. Mm. And generally speaking, you will get the best out of them if you put the best into them. You'll only get back whatever you put in.
Same as anything in life.
Exactly. Yeah. Very same as any sport. No doubt about it. And then there'll always be the one that'll let you down and they won't react, and you may put up with that too. And that's where the rehoming comes into it. You know, they do make wonderful pets. They go, as Miles has said now, they'll go right across Europe, Belgium, Italy. They're going to Canada now at this stage.
And a very placid dog.
They are, yeah. Really and truly, all they need is a bit of grub and lots of comfort.
They're an elegant
dog. Oh, yes, they are, yeah.
And, you built know, for speed.
Built for speed. And some of the bitches are absolutely beautiful. You know, they really are so graceful and so elegant. And then there are dogs as well. And realistically, so long as somebody loves them, looks after them, that's all they want.
In terms of Wexford is one of the great breeding grounds, I know we're dominating the horse trade at the moment. Is it the same in greyhounds? Is a huge pool of greyhounds in Wexford area?
Yes, there is.
And the southeast area generally?
The southeast in general. And that's one marvellous thing about the tracking and escorting. Not only does it serve County Wexford, but it also takes in Waterford, South Kilkenny, Laois, Dublin, Wicklow, Carlow. And when the big money is available for our future champions, it's nationwide. Mm. Shane Dowling travelled all the time with the winner, the ultimate winner in the year gone out from Kerry. So, and also I might say there were runners there from Derry as well in the early rounds. People that will have
it's a good track, isn't it?
It is a good track, yes.
Good test.
Certainly a very, very strenuous test of a greyhound. If they will win in Enniscorthy, they'll win anywhere, and will definitely come on for having started in Enniscorthy.
I suppose the big question, Eilish, is if Enniscorthy Greyhound track was to close, what would it mean to you and your fellow breeders that live in Wexford? And there are a lot of greyhound breeders in Wexford and the South East.
It will be a major inconvenience, Liam. That's what it will be. There are so many people who will just go out of greyhounds. They won't breed and they won't buy. They will just phase out greyhounds altogether. Other than that, we may turn to Waterford, Dublin, Newbridge, Kilkenny. Yeah. It will be...
You'll have to travel.
We'll definitely have to travel.
How many years your family are involved? Like, this can't happen really, can it? I mean, another element of the social fabric of the South East being destroyed.
Yes, I think so. And also, I would see it as a huge knock to our mainly rural population. Like, Wexford is a massively sporting county. Enniscorthy is a very fine historical town. The track in Enniscorthy is central to it. So many charities, so many schools, hospitals, colleges, GAA, rugby, soccer, hockey, tennis.
Yeah,
we've had them all. Yeah. We have had them all at the track in Enniscorthy. Mm. One of the greatest nights that I can remember in recent times was for the cancer charity. The track was absolutely packed out, same way it used to be in the 1970s. Mm. It'll be a terrific loss to so many different strands of society.
Miles, what are the hard, cold facts and figures? And the Scottish Greyhound track is doing better than most of the other tracks, independent Greyhound tracks. Traditionally, it always had a bigger crowd than Kilkenny, Waterford. Is that still the case?
Well, what I would say, Liam, Waterford is a public track. Kilkenny's a private track, and then Enniscorthy's a private track. We would be similar in the people who attend the track. We would be very similar because their race scores. We race.
You see them in Enniscorthy Monday and Thursday and Tuesday.
And Kilkenny on Wednesdays and Fridays. Yeah. But to be honest, go on.
No, Enniscorthy track is doing as well as any other tracks.
Yeah, sorry, from a financial point of view, an average over the last 3 years, we've washed our face. We made a bit, we gained a bit. But in general, we're more or less, we more or less pay our way. What a lot of people wouldn't realise is that if you're IGB owned, you're run by the IGB, you're owned by the IGB, and the employees are employed by the IGB. In Enniscorthy Greyhound Racing Company Limited employs everybody. We're grant aided. So we get a certain amount from Greyhound Board each year. We have to make our money from attendances and trial income and our bar income and our food facilities. And that's how we make it pay. But there's a huge amount of voluntary work, Liam. That's why it works. Like your GA field, if something needs to be done on a Saturday or a Sunday, you send out a WhatsApp message and you get 10 or 15 people. That's what happens in Enniscorthy. It's the voluntary part of the game that makes it work.
But the reality is that IGB just want to close the private tracks, appears to me. I know you probably can't comment too much on that.
I was involved with the Indicon report from the start, and we made a presentation to him, and we felt that there was room in the greyhound industry for good board tracks and good private tracks. We feel Enniscorthy is one of the good private tracks, and unfortunately it's like business. If you're not hitting your numbers, whether you're a board track or private track, it is difficult to keep going. But we feel in the southeast we've a profitable business. We run it well. As Eilish said, to the economy, it's about roughly about €2 million a year. And we reckon in the last 5 years, we've raised up to €1 million for fundraising for schools, charities, GA clubs. It's about coming to Enniscorthy and having a good night. Coming as a family, enjoying it. As you know, you've been involved in the GA one for supporters club for years. Not alone do they make good money, but they enjoy the night out. And it's the kids. It's to get the kids out, let them have a bit of fun. Be there with their friends. You have 3 and 4 generations of people going to those greyhound nights. We have great-grandfathers, grandfathers, mothers, fathers, kids. You know, if that's gone, Liam, it'd be tragic. It's a threat to rural society. That where do you go next? You know, it's difficult to comprehend.
Yeah, as you go down history, Eugene Fortune, who lived in Bree like myself, Michael, his son, covered greyhounds for years, as his son, his grandson, but he used to throw us in the van on the way home from school if it was raining, and you'd be in amongst 7 or 8 greyhounds in the back of the van. But as part of the Irish fabrics, as part of the Irish life, as part of Enniscorthy's history, as part of Enniscorthy's town, you obviously want the town of Enniscorthy to get behind you, and you have a meeting next Wednesday night, the 15th, in the Riverside Park Hotel.
We had a meeting before Christmas, Liam, where 300 people turned up to the track bar. We have a public meeting in the Riverside, and it's for all greyhound enthusiasts, but people from the town, people from the county and other sporting groups to come along and support us. We have a good panel of speakers which we've yet to finalise, but we want to try and get the message across to people what Indicon is about, but it's for people to come to show their support. Really where we're at here is we want greyhound racing to continue in the southeast for years to come. It's about people coming Wednesday night to show their support for Enniscorthy greyhound track.
In my opinion, it's another hammer blow for the southeast, an area of the country that's completely been neglected by our politicians and by the people in power, and this is just another example of it, Miles. So 8 o'clock next Wednesday night in the Riverside Park Hotel, everybody is invited to get behind this, and I wish you the best of luck, lads. Great to talk to you. Happy New Year to you, and let's hope that things will work out. We need to muster support now and get people behind it, so the best of luck with it.